We're here on business for the King. This meeting, his revival has been outstanding. You always are concerned about a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Yes. Right.
We have come, Lord willing, to the final service. Yes. God has been good. We've served an amazing God.
Yes.
I've come to encourage you this evening to hold fast to all that you have gained. All of the inspiration, the thoughts, the challenges. We have much work ahead. We are in a spiritual battle. But I want to remind you, we serve that amazing God that is able to take care of every need. He loves us. He understands right where you are. He's going to be your shepherd. He will be with you. We think about the joy of the Lord is our strength. We need strength to face the things that we're meeting. But God has blessed our forefathers.
Yes.
He's blessed us to this present moment.
Mm-hmm.
And by faith, he's going to see us through.
That's right.
So let us go on and be courageous. We have a thought upon our heart today. We want the Lord to give understanding,
yes,
give utterance,
yes,
give clarity,
yes,
and blessings of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about this song, in addition to others, but this one's I want to bring to our attention on 252. It says, hold fast to the Savior. He loves you still. Hold fast to the promise he will fulfill. Hold fast, ever trusting, you shall receive. Hold fast, do not waver, his word believe. The chorus says, hold fast,
yes,
hold fast,
yes,
hold to the Savior. He's all in all. Hold fast, hold fast,
mm-hmm,
hold fast to the promise you'll never fall.
Mm-hmm.
Hold fast, brothers and sisters,
mm-hmm,
to your covenant, your vows that you made with God, and trust for the cleansing in Jesus' blood.
Mm-hmm.
Hold fast for the strength you shall need in life. You know, sometimes we might feel that we're getting a little weak physically and otherwise, but just hold on to God's promises and he will help you out. Thank the Lord. He surely will help you amid the strife. Hold fast, never doubting. At the end of this revival, we're going to have faith in God to be able to maintain the things that we have accomplished. Lord, help us today. All right, we're going to hold fast, never doubting, withstand the foe. Put on the whole armor. Let's get equipped. We need it. And onward go. Let me pause and tell you, if you see somebody coming out in a jogging suit, you think probably they've been jogging or walking and exercise. But you see somebody come out in the attire, so for example, like a policeman. He is usually standing erect, ready, and alert. And he has whatever he needs there. He usually has something covering his head. And he's ready, isn't he?
Yes.
He's observant.
Yes.
Even I notice that some policemen, they don't even go and sit in a building with their back to the audience. They turn where they're alert. May the Lord help us,
yes,
to be on guard. And so we need on the whole armor, the whole spiritual armor. We'll get into that later in our lesson.
Yes.
Lord, help us to be ready, to dress appropriately for the task at hand. That's what we need to do. All right. Determined to conquer in Jesus' might. Never run from a battle. We don't want to be a coward, but face the fight. Do like David did. He was able to say, my God delivered me from the lion and the bear with the sling. And this giant too is going to come down. We have some giants in our life. Young people face giants. But we also have that amazing, magnificent, almighty God that can bring those giants down to nothing. They can crumble under the power of the mighty God. So this is what I want to encourage us at the end of the meeting. It's not a time to be sad, and even though we're going to go to our different places and all of that, but look what we have. We have some ammunition to fight the enemy and to go on. Maybe the Lord will bless us to have another time to meet together, another revival. All right. Hold fast for that beautiful land in view. Some people go a part way. They get discouraged. They give up. They go back. They don't go through. Let that not be you. The Lord help us to be fortified to go with your help and with your grace. Hold fast for the crown that's awaiting you. Hold fast for the meeting of loved ones there. Hold fast for the bliss they have gone to share. And it goes on to tell you to hold fast numerous times. Hold fast to the Savior. Hold fast to the promise. You'll never fall. May the Lord encourage each one of us this afternoon. And as we leave this place, that we will take these precious gems, these precious scriptures along with us. And they will be a really blessing to our souls. We need them. We believe the subject is going to have to do something with hold fast. But not only that, I want to remind you of another descriptive word. It's called clinging. Clinging. Clinging to something. Right out here, I got out of my car. And you all probably did too. And I was walking across the grass. And something got a hold of my leg like a sticker. It got my attention. And not only that, I couldn't get it off very easy without it pricking my finger to get it off of my clothing. And I wasn't so very successful this morning. That was last night. This morning, I got up and I put on my shoe and I said, something is not right. Something was sticking me. There was a sticker that had gotten inside of my shoe. It was clinging, but it got my attention. We want to cling to the things of God. Not just hold on to it casually, but I want you to get a grip. I want you to cling to it. It is valuable. Don't sacrifice what God has done for you, you young people that came to the Lord and heard that God loves you today. He does. But hold on to that. Cling to it. It's a treasure. It's going to help you in the days to come. So we want to cling to the Savior. Lord, help us to do it. And I was thinking about that little sticker. Well, I got rid of it. But you know what? God wants us to cling to the things of God. Hold on to it with all of our strength, Lord. We're going to be clinging. Just think of this picture I'm giving you today. I'm going to cling to you, Lord. I'm going to put forth that great effort. You know, I'm not going to just, oh, well, it's not even worth the fight. No, 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 it is. Cling to it. We want to cling to the things of God. All right, let's go here. We have some scripture. Over there in Ruth clung to her mother-in-law, Orpah. Orpah returned back. Jesus came through this lineage later on, but she stayed with it. She clung to it. May we have that ability to cling to the things that we know that are pure and that are right and upright. Also, we're living in a time that we need to cling to the promises of God, because there's making some inroads. The enemy is making inroads. And not only in that, in our thought process, Lord, help us. We're being bombarded. But the Lord of God, the God of heaven, can help us to cling to those things and to hold to those things that we know are right and that are beneficial to each one of us today. Lord, help us today. We will be looking at Luke 10:38-42 is about Mary and Martha. Mary chose to sit at Jesus' feet. But what did Martha do? She was busy. She was cumbered about much serving. Which one are you? May the Lord help us to cling to those things that are valuable. Even sometime when we think about, well, I might just rather clean up my house than to come out to service. But no, I am going to let that cleaning go, and I'm going to cling to those things of God. I'm going to hold them fast and precious unto us, and the Lord has surely blessed you today. This is a good example. In Matthew 19:16-25, this is about, I believe, the rich young ruler, and he had a lot of things, but he was not willing to give them up, was he? He had one thing that he lacked, and what did he do? He clung to it, but you know, Jesus let him go. But he will let you go too if you just cling to sin till death. We have a song that says that. Lord, help us today to forsake all of the sin business and come to the Lord and Savior today, because we surely need him. All right, turn with me to Galatians 5:19. We're going to read some of the word of God here in your hearing. Thank the Lord for his goodness to each one of us. We're speaking about clinging and holding fast to those things that are going to be beneficial to us today. Galatians 5 and 19 reads, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." Don't have any of those things in your life. The whole category, the whole catalog, you don't need it. It's not beneficial. But listen, cling to this. 3:22, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, love." You can have all the love that you need and then some more. Joy, joy unspeakable and full of glory. You can have the peace that God gives you that passes understanding. When people wonder, how can you be peaceful when turbulence is in your life and maybe you've lost a loved one or whatever the case might be? But the peace of God is down in there, and you're going to cling to that. What about being long-suffering when your brother or your sister may have kind of irritated you a little bit or whatever the case might be? How many times are you going to be willing to forgive them and to be long-suffering with the right attitude? Lord, help us today. Gentleness. We need to hold on to gentleness. There is so much harshness and coldness in our world today. Even in our families, relationships are destroyed and damaged. May the Lord help us. Even among our brothers and our sisters, we need to be gentle and kind and compassionate. We're talking about clinging to these things that we need. Lord, help us today. All right, goodness. There's plenty room for goodness today. Amen. What about faith? Oh, Lord, in Hebrews and other times, we can have just an abundance of faith. Amen. We need it. And even you can say, Lord, help my unbelief. When you find there's some areas that I need an increase of faith, I pray that often. Lord, increase my faith, because we need it today. Lord, help us cling to all of these things. Meekness in dealing with your brother and your sister. Moses, what happened to Moses? It's recorded. He was the meekest man in all the earth. He was meek in his relationship with his brother and his sister. But he also allowed what? Those children of Israel to get next to him, didn't he? And as a result, he pled with the Lord, which that was good. But they caused him to miss going over into the promised land. He could have clung to it by faith, but he did not get to go over there physically. But he was able. God is so good. He let him go up and he let him look over in there. Isn't that good? But he let him look over. I just thought about it. He got to get a glimpse of it. But you know what? I want to be with those saints that's clinging to the things of God, so that I'll be able to go with the saints. When the saints go marching in, I want to be in that number. I mean, literally, I want to be in that number. But I'm going to have to cling to the things here. I'm going to have to sacrifice some things. I'm going to go through some hardness as a good soldier, but I intend to make it with the Lord's help. And I want you to go with me. So that's why we're encouraging all of us together. I am just a vessel. We want to all go together and do what we can to help our brother and our sister. So we thank the Lord for his goodness to us today. Thank the Lord. Okay, you can cling to all of these things and you will be greatly, greatly blessed. Thank the Lord for his goodness. All right, we appreciate that over there in Galatians. Turn with me to Hebrews. We're just going to give you some reminders. We won't be able to cover it all, but here's some reminders. Sometimes we know a 2:00 service is kind of a little bit of a sleepy service, but we're looking to the Spirit of God to bless us and help us out, and he's doing a great job. Hebrews 12 and 15. Let's see. Well, 14 says, "Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. We do not want to cling to bitterness, ill will, envy, and jealousy. All of those ugly things, they sound ugly when you say them. But we want to cling to purity and honesty and love. Lord, help us today. That root of bitterness has a tendency to spring, to grow, and to cause a lot of problems. Sometimes it goes from not only one generation, but other generations are affected by that root of bitterness. We don't want to cling to that. We want to get it eradicated, get rid of it. So Lord, help us today. All right, no root of bitterness. We don't want that. All right, it tells us in Galatians 3 what we can set our affections on. And that is very important, because if you give up something, you release something, then you want something to take its place. So Lord, help us today. So we appreciate it. Colossians 3 and 2. And it reads, set. Go ahead, brothers and sisters. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. All right, that's what we want to do. You can cling to that, and you'll be in a safety zone, and you will be blessed. Lord, help us to do that. All right, that's sufficient. Colossians 3 and 2. That's a good thing to cling to. God is so good. We're going to turn over here to, we won't turn, but I'm going to remind you again about Felix in Acts 24 and 25, how that he trembled, but he did not yield. He just clung to his sins. I don't want you to do that. I want you to take a warning and recognize that God is speaking to me personally, and God died for me personally, and I am going to yield to him personally, because his dying love has made an impression upon my life, and I am going to surrender with joy, and I'm going to be thankful and blessed that he is my Savior. So, and we can be called his children. That's something we can cling to. So Lord, help us to do it. So I'm using my hand so you can get a visual. Cling to the things of God. All right. And God will surely help us today. We want to turn over here to, you can relate to this, but it's, let's see, I had it. Genesis 32, I believe that's over there about Jacob, how that Jacob had gotten himself into some situations. But when it came time for him to return back to his brother, he recognized that he was in trouble, because the brother had already said when the father had passed away what he was intending to do, and he had some fear and some concerns, and rightly so. Brothers and sisters, loved ones, when we get in some situations in life, when we need God to help us in some relationships or some difficulties, that we have made some poor decisions and gotten ourselves all entangled in, we need to go to the Lord, to the shepherd, to see us through. And he will surely bless us today. All right. We're going to be here, I think, in Genesis 32. And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met with him. When Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's host." And he called the name of that place Mahanaim, something like that. All right, and Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau his brother, unto the land of Seir, the country of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, "Thus shall you speak unto my lord Esau. Thy servant Jacob said thus, I have sojourned with Laman, and stayed there until now. And he had gotten a lot of wealth. He had oxen and asses, flocks and men servants and all that. And I have sent to tell my lord that I may find grace in thy sight." He recognized he's going to give some gifts to his brother to try to appease him. But he knew that he was in trouble. Can you recognize that you're in spiritual trouble today, that you need the Lord to help you in these difficulties? He will be there to bless you. All right. And Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. So he divided the people that was with him, the flocks and the herds and all of that. And he said, if Esau come to the one company, he had a plan. We're not going to read all that. He had a plan that he was going to go by. All right? And here, let's go. I'm going to fast forward. And he had a plan, but then something happened to him. All right. I think I want to go over to the 21st verse. So went the present over before him, and himself lodged that night in the company. And he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two women servants, his 11 sons, and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. 24. And Jacob was left alone. He was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. What happens to us when we're left alone? Do we begin to complain and think, woe is me? Lord, help us not to do that. It's a wonderful time to go to the Lord in prayer. And Lord, help me, have mercy upon me and bless him. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Jacob did not give up then. He needed a blessing from God. We need a blessing from God right here in Boley, right at the ending of this revival. When we go to our different places of abode, we're going to need to cling to the Lord and on the promises that we can be blessed and that we can be a light to those that are round about us. So may the Lord help us. All right, 26. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. He tarried there with him for a while. He was clinging in travail. Lord, help us. All right. And so he said, I will not let thee go. I'm going to cling to you. I'm going to wrestle with you. I'm going to stay right here until the blessing come. Lord, help us today. May we have that faith and confidence that Jacob had. Here is something that I need from God. And I'm going to cling, Lord, in faith. And I'm going to keep on until I get the answer. I'm going to have that fervent prayer that I might be able to get the blessing that I need, not only for me, but for those that we're burdened and concerned about. And so he labored there with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. 28. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. He got a name change. Praise the Lord to Israel. You can get a name change, can be an overcomer for God. What a wonderful thing. And you have the captain of your salvation leading the way. And he's looking upon you as you're one of his children. We can be saying we are a child of the king. That's encouraging. We're here at the end of the revival. But I want us to be challenged to go forward that he got a name change to Israel. Thank the Lord. And God was with him today. All right, let's see what else he said here. For as a prince, thou hast power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Amen. His clinging paid off, and our clinging to God will pay off today. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And God will bless us there. Reward us for our clinging and holding to the promises of God. God blessed him there. And you know what else happened? That brother Jacob, he went on to meet Esau after all of this. And you know, there wasn't any bloodshed that came of this. God worked it out. And God will work out matters today. And you know what? The Lord blessed these brethren. And I believe 20:33-4, it said, and Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him. And they wept. Oh, glory to God. These brothers that had been separated for years because of trickery. You remember, it's in Genesis. And it was very sad in the family, but they were able to come back together. They never did shed blood or never did kill each other. Isn't that wonderful? For God did, because Jacob clung to this, he clung to this, this man that he was wrestling with, or the angel, or whatever, he clung to him. He recognized, I need a blessing. So God will bless us today. All right. And Esau said, I have enough, my brother. Keep that thou hast unto thyself. There's more about it, but God was good to these brethren. Thank the Lord. And he'll be good to us today. We're almost finished. We want to remind us about Paul. Paul had it settled. He went through a lot of things. We're going to go through some things, but you're going to cling to God, and you will be able to be have victory. In Acts 20 and 24, we're going to read there. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. All right. All right, that's good. And we're going to turn to 2 Corinthians 11 and 25. And read some more. We're still talking about Paul here. All right, and here on the 25th verse, it said, thrice I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day I have been in the deep. You say, oh, this is just too much trouble. I'm going to give up, but no, cling on to the Lord. In journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen. That's a big blow right there. In perils by the heathen. In perils in the city. In perils in the wilderness. When it's not much in the wilderness, it's dry and you're kind of lonely and you can hear sounds and see shadows. In perils in the sea. In perils among false brethren. Lord, but he was clinging to God. He was holding fast. 27, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. But he was faithful. May the Lord help us to be faithful as Paul was. And we're so thankful how the Lord brought him through. All right, and he even had a thorn in the flesh. You've always read about that. 12 and 7, and lest I should be exalted above measure. All the things that he's been through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. I don't know for sure what that is. I've heard some people say what it could have possibly been, but you just identify your own thorn in the flesh. And you just go right on and take it to the Lord and let him help you. And he will surely bring you out into a wealthy place. And listen, the messenger of Satan to buffet me. We know about Satan, don't we? He can come in like a roaring lion and cause us a lot of problems and say, oh, what's the use? You might as well give up. Just give you a lot of discouragement that you can just eat and mull over and think about, but no, take that to the Lord too quickly. Don't allow the enemy to take advantage of you like that. All right, and so the Lord blessed Paul, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. But notice he had a decision night, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Thank the Lord for his determination, and he was faithful, and he was the one that went on and was able to receive a crown of life. And there's one for each one of us today. So we appreciate the goodness of the Lord today and how he can help us to cling to the promises of God. I believe there is one more scripture possibly that I will share with us today, and I think that will be sufficient. I think you've gotten the message what we're talking about, but here it is in St. John 6, and we will read, these things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?" When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, "Doth this offend you? And if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before?" All right, skip down with me to 66. Notice, this is a sad passage to me. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. They gave it up. They didn't continue on. I don't think they had a real good vision of what was going on, a really good foundation.
Yes.
I want to warn us today. We want to get rooted and grounded and established in the Word of God. Get familiar with your Bible. Get familiar with how the Lord communicates with you. Understand the voice of your Savior and your friend. Understand the enemy when he's speaking to you. That's very vital. And you young ones that have recently come to the Lord, began to establish a pattern of praying to the Lord, reading some of the Word of God or thinking about God and clinging to that you have, that understanding, that the Lord can give you some more understanding and you will be blessed. Now, I think that's going to be all for this afternoon. I appreciate your time and your attention.